I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Richard Scott, chief meteorologist with the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. The Alabama Supreme Court has refused to stop an execution scheduled for next month. In a unanimous decision yesterday, justices refused inmate Christopher Brooks' request to stop his execution. A federal judge is expected to rule soon on Brooks' request for a stay. Brooks is scheduled to be put to death on January 21st for the rape and murder of Deanne Campbell more than 20 years ago. The execution would have been Alabama's first in more than 2 years. However, Brooks has argued that the execution shouldn't be carried out until a court decides the constitutionality of the state's new lethal injection drug combination. The state has opposed a delay. They argue that Brooks is using the lethal injection challenge as a last-minute ploy to avoid the death chamber. Alabama's governor says he'll support an increase in the state's gasoline tax. APR's Mackenzie Bates has the details.
Governor Robert Bentley says he won't lead the charge on a state gas tax hike, but if state lawmakers passed the idea, he'd sign the bill. Bentley made the comments before the Alabama Asphalt Pavement Association last week. The legislature has not increased the state gasoline tax since the early 1990s, adding 5 cents to increase it to 16 cents a gallon. The gasoline tax revenue goes mostly towards road construction for counties and cities across the state and not into the general fund. Bentley says one-third of the state's bridges on county roads are more than half a century old. Bentley did not say how much of an increase he would support. For APR News, I'm Mackenzie Bates in Tuscaloosa.
Healthcare consumers in Alabama are facing another deadline associated with the Affordable Care Act. Uninsured residents and their families have until the end of the day today to sign up for coverage through the federal insurance marketplace. Today's deadline is for people who want their coverage to go into effect on January 1st. Rosemary Blackman is with the Alabama Hospital Association. She says there are a number of ways that people can get help signing up.
If you call 211 from anywhere in the state, they can actually schedule an appointment with someone to assist people in filling out the application. So we've really tried to make it as easy as possible.
Blackman says Alabama has benefited through the Affordable Care Act. Almost 170,000 Alabama healthcare consumers signed up during the first two enrollment periods. And testers at Redstone Arsenal in Huntsville want residents to be aware that upcoming tests will be a little more visible than usual. The Redstone Test Center released a statement saying it'll be conducting tests today through Thursday. The devices being tested are called insensitive munitions. They'll only burn rather than explode. The tests are expected to produce a large plume of black smoke that may be visible all over Redstone Arsenal and potentially for miles around the surrounding area. Now your forecast.
After that cool start to the day, it does get a bit warmer today. We'll top out in the low 70s, upper 60s for North Alabama. Plenty of sunshine today. Clouds increase on Wednesday. Some rain moves in late in the day, especially Wednesday night, early on Thursday, then much colder Thursday afternoon, as well as Friday. On WVUA, Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.